happy to be here tonight.
We are?
Yeah.
An hour ago, you say you didn't want to play for a bunch of fools in a dump like this.
No. That's not what I said, folks. What I really said was I'd be a fool not to jump for joy to play in a place like this.
That's what you said?
Play it, Sam.
Right.
The time is never dreary if a feller never moans. The lady's never weary with the rattling of the bones. Then come again, Susanna, by the gaslight or the moon. We'll strum the old piano when the banjo's out of tune. Ring, ring the banjo, I like that good old song. Come again, my true love, oh, where you been so long? Oh, never count the bubbles while there's water in the spring. You won't have no troubles while you got this song to sing. The beauty of creation will never lose their charm while I roam the old plantation with my true love on my arm. Ring, ring the banjo, I like that good old song. Come again, my true love, oh, where you been so long? My love, I have to leave you while the river's running high. I never can deceive you, so don't you wipe your eye. I'm going to make some money, but I'll come another day. I'll come again, my honey, if I have to work my way. Ring, ring the banjo, I like that good old song. Come again, my true love, oh, where you been so long? Ring, ring the banjo, I like that good old song. Come again, my true love, oh, where you been? Thank you. Thank you. We're here every Friday night. Come on.
We sure killed him.
No thanks to you. You almost got us killed out there.
For telling the truth. Sarge, if you don't mean something, you shouldn't say it in the first place.
No matter what I say in the first place, you shouldn't repeat it in the second place.
Ouch! Look, you just crinkled your new hat.
I'll crinkle you.
What's going on in here?
Lieutenant! Sorry, sir, I didn't see you.
Obviously. What were you doing out on that stage?
Trying to survive.
Yeah, that audience has guns.
Colonel Bridges wants to see you. Immediately.
Uh-oh. Well, Sarge, nice knowing you. I'll put flowers on your grave every Sunday.
Both of you.
Oh, sorry, Sarge, no flowers. But it was the thought that counted.
You shut up.
How is it that I've been here at this post for 3 months and have never seen you before?
Because we've been avoiding you?
What?
No, well, what he means is our paths have never crossed.
It's a small fort.
Yeah, but the paths are all over the place.
We see you coming, we hop onto another one.
Well, how is it I've never seen you at Reveille?
Reveille? Well, that's too early in the morning.
Really? Well, now, just what time do you think Reveille should be?
Oh, about 9:30, quarter to 10.
Mornings are tough.
All right, enough! Now, I've sent for you because of this telegraph message. You remember the missing payroll box?
Yeah.
We have received a tip from a snake oil salesman up at the Slithering River.
The Slithering River? I've heard of that. It's up north, ain't it?
Yes. Borders Canada. The salesman saw that payroll box cross over into Canada.
By itself?
It was carried.
By who?
A woman.
What did she look like?
How do I know what she looked like?
Maybe it wasn't a woman.
It says a woman.
Well, how did they know?
She most likely had long hair.
It might have been a man. You ever see the length of the hair on guys in them newfangled bands out of Louisiana?
You mean the bugalugs?
Yeah, all that racket and then they...
Quiet! I should have you shot for insubordination.
Sorry, sir. We're just not used to things going by the book around here.
Well, things have changed.
Is that why your name is Iron Britches?
What?
Iron Britches. That's what everyone calls you.
Shut up.
My name is Iron Britches.
For real?
My first name is Iron. My father was Michael Britches of the Baltimore Britches. He was president of the Baltimore Britches Iron Works. When I came along, they named me Iron after the factory.
Iron Britches?
Yes. That's why I joined the cavalry, to get away from the stigma. Do you know what it's like going through life named after a factory?
No, but I wouldn't have joined the cavalry and become a by-the-book man. You know, by-the-book, Iron Britches kind of goes with the territory.
You'll leave at sunrise.
Couldn't you make that about quarter to 10?
Sunrise!
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Don't go away. Sergeant Billy and Corporal Sam will be back after this.